Let's talk about stablecoin. All these coins. I am so in the weeds and in the fog about what these things are, why you want them, why you don't want one. So what is a stable coin?
Yeah, let's start with definition. A lot of people think about Bitcoin and Ether, and we'll talk about that later. But stablecoin is designed to maintain a value of $1. So instead of Bitcoin, which can go up and down, or Ether or Ethereum or one of the others that can go up and down, a stablecoin is designed to maintain its value of $1. Now, you might think to yourself, okay, why would I want that? Because if I have a dollar in my pocket, I have a dollar, and it will remain a dollar. It's going to continue. It's not going to change. It's not going to be magically $2 or 50 cents. And the U.S. passed a law called the Genius Act that regulates stablecoins. And it's an interesting act, and it's one of those things the administration wants to be the crypto center of the universe. And the Genius Act is called the Generating Establishing National Innovation for U.S. And it did a number of things. It defined a stablecoin, and the simple definition is what I just said, something that maintains a value of a dollar. And it listed who can issue stablecoins, you know, primarily banks, primarily well-funded brokerages. But one of the things that it did is it prohibited paying interest on stablecoins. And so it also requires, and we'll come back to interest, you have to comply with the Bank Secrecy Act and the anti-money laundering laws. It did say that a stablecoin is not a commodity, nor is it a security. And that was important because there's a lot of confusion about both. But if you think about it, so you have money. You have money in a bank, you have it in a savings account, a money market account, and you buy a stablecoin. Well, it is now guaranteed to stay at $1. But if you think about it, when that money was in your savings account, your money market account, you were actually earning interest. The Genius Act prohibits paying interest on stablecoin. So you are guaranteed to not make any money. Now, you're guaranteed it'll stay at a dollar, but physical dollar bills would do the same. Money in a bank account that pays interest will not go below a dollar, and it will gain interest. Your stable coin is guaranteed to be a non-earning asset. It's the equivalent of taking your savings and burying it in a hole in the ground. So tremendous interest in stable coins, and you might wonder why. I mean, why do you want something that's the functional equivalent of burying your net worth in a hole in the ground? And the answer that people give is, well, I can use it for instantaneous transfers. And, you know, our answer to that would be, well, you pretty much can do that already. You can either use a credit card, debit card, you know, one of the channels like PayPal. But the idea of a stable coin is that companies will want to transfer around the clock, and they'll use stable coins because they can do it instantaneously. And so there is this new rule, this new law, but from an investor standpoint, there's really no reason to buy a stable coin. I mean, you're guaranteeing that you will not make any money. It reminds me of when you go to Las Vegas and they have these signs about our slot machines pay out 98.5. It's like, well, wait, that's less than a dollar. Why would I do that? Stablecoin guarantees you will not make any interest. And it's interesting to me, but there's so much intriguing interest in buying stablecoins, but you're guaranteed not to make any money. So unless you have a need to make transactions 24 hours a day, I really don't see a reason to buy a stablecoin.
Yeah, none of that makes any sense. I mean, what's the attractiveness? I mean, you mentioned one positive, but I mean, you know, that doesn't seem like that would be the seller to forego any interest that you could earn on that dollar.
Yeah, the original thought I think people had was that they could sort of hide this from the IRS, that no one would know what they did. But with the blockchain, you have a record of transactions. And to the extent these are issued under the Genius Act by brokerages and banks, you'll have a record of the transactions. So it's one of those things that I think there was a lot of hype and a lot of interest, but it's not a protection from inflation, and it's not something that really makes economic sense. It's like getting dollar bills and just taking them home and putting them in a wall safe or putting them in a safety deposit box. Well, you had dollar bills already, but you could at least earn interest, and right now you're getting a pretty nice return on your cash. The stablecoin guarantees that you're not going to get a return. Now, there's another new crypto twist that's even worse than the stablecoin, which is people that are investing in these companies that are using investor money and borrowed money to buy other cryptocurrencies.
Wait, explain that. Say that again.
I know. It doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense. So I'll start over. I'll give you an example, because when I saw this, I thought this is like the tulip craze in Holland, where people went crazy buying things with no value. So about a week ago, there's an electric bike company called Volcan, based in Austin, Texas. They raised $500 million. The $500 million is going to be used to buy cryptocurrencies. People bid up the shares from $9 to more than $44 on the day of the announcement. So this company is taking your money and buying cryptocurrencies, but you're paying more than face value. You're literally paying a premium to put your money in this company, and they're telling you, I'm going to go buy cryptocurrencies. So it's similar to somebody saying, look, I'm creating a fund, and I'm going to go buy U.S. dollars. And people bid the fund up to, you know, $1 billion, and there's only $100 million to buy U.S. dollars. Now, the share price of the fund is higher, and you're literally paying $2 to get one. So you have these companies that are called crypto treasury companies, and they're buying, they're selling stock. Stock is trading at a premium to the underlying value. And it just makes no logical sense. But, you know, there's a company called MicroStrategy, which uses their own money from stock sales, borrowed money to buy Bitcoin. And because Bitcoin has gone up, the value of MicroStrategy stock has gone up, but it still trades for more than the underlying Bitcoin. So if you really love Bitcoin, just buy Bitcoin directly. This middleman is extracting a premium, and you're paying more than the underlying investment. But this is happening really very commonly right now. You know, one that you wouldn't even believe is called the Hype. There's a coin, a digital token called the Hype, and an investment company called Diamond has raised $300 million to invest in Hype. And the principal is a guy named Diamond. He said, you know, we think that Hype is pretty special. And I'm thinking, this is almost a joke. I mean, it's like a Monty Python joke. You're buying a coin called Hype, and you're selling stock so that people will buy this new digital coin. As soon as somebody doesn't want it, it has no value. You know, it's very similar to the people when... Go ahead.
No, So I always think back to Bitcoin, and I did not think it would still be around, but it is. It's up, what, 300% or so, I think you just said, or some crazy number like that. How is that? Why? What's driving this?
Bitcoin was originally created as a hedge against inflation. And the design behind Bitcoin was there are only going to be so many Bitcoins that can ever be issued. So therefore, it will have value. And Bitcoin had its own architecture. The design was you had to solve a very difficult mathematical problem to earn a Bitcoin. And it's a peculiar thing because it burns a lot of electricity. You have a giant data center. You have data mines to mine Bitcoin. And because it's scarce, people think, okay, it can only, there can only be so many Bitcoins, so the value will always go up. The problem is, if people lost faith in Bitcoin, or they just decided to invest in something else, there's nothing behind Bitcoin. You can't pay your taxes with Bitcoin. You can't, it's not readily exchangeable if people don't want it. And it has become, I think, a very dangerous thing. People call it an asset class, but it's not really an asset. There's nothing behind it. You know, if you're afraid of inflation, you can buy gold, you can buy exchange-traded gold funds. That's a real commodity. You can buy real estate and REITs. That's something behind it. There's something real there. Bitcoin could go to zero, and there's really nothing to stop it. And these other coins, the hype coin, the Doge coin, which was created as a joke and now trades, Ether, you know, there's nothing behind those coins. But because investors are so hooked on the literally the hype, they're buying it and they're paying a premium. And it's worse because they're actually paying more for the stock in companies that own these coins than the underlying coins are worth. So it really makes even less sense than buying Bitcoin directly. But if you're absolutely intent on buying Bitcoin, you know, open your own wallet, buy Bitcoin, and control the keys yourself, then at least you're paying dollar for dollar. You know, buying into these companies, you know, just doesn't make any sense at all. But there are a lot of investors that want to do it, and it seems like whenever you announce one, there's more interest, people pay a premium. But it makes literally no sense for you to pay, you know, $2 or $3 for company stock that owns something that's worth $1.
Well, I am still confused by it all, for sure. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. When we come back, Louisiana DMV scam returns. We'll talk about that. Stay with us.